Hello and welcome to another episode of the Daily Remedy Podcast. Today we're going to talk about a new and interesting concept that... we discussed quite a bit over the years at Daily Remedy, but is taking on a very unique manifestation to the point where some people feel like it's an entirely new concept altogether. Healthcare consumerism. Healthcare consumerism in 2026. What's actually changing and what will it become towards the end of this year? Well, healthcare in America is expensive, it's confusing, and it's fragmented. But recently, something interesting is happening. Patients are now truly becoming consumers in the sense that the market is now responding to their healthcare consumerism. Case in point, Eli Lilly, the pharmaceutical giant based out of Indianapolis, is now offering Lilly Direct, or medications directly to the patients. That's an example of the market responding to the consumer demand from patients themselves. But what is really going on with healthcare consumerism as a whole? What we're seeing is that consumerism is not just a play on convenience, say, hey, let's make this easier, let's make this more efficient. Kind of like what you'll see at your retail pharmacies. No. Online scheduling, telehealth visits, digital prescription refills, those things still matter. But in 2026, consumerism is maturing now into a more sophisticated sense. Kind of like the sense of consumerism that you'll see in other industries, where consumers value transparency, trust, agency. And that's the critical factor here, because patients are now taking on a more powerful role in healthcare than ever before. Healthcare is starting to resemble other industries, not because medicine is becoming like retail, because patients are behaving like rational economic actors with their own economic power. Patients are comparing prices. They're switching providers. They're switching medications. Patients are even diagnosing themselves before they go to their physician or provider, in a sense, reversing the paradigm from where the subject matter expert was the physician or the physician assistant or the nurse, and the patient was the recipient of that healthcare information. Technology, particularly AI with the large language modules, are now reversing the trend and turning patients into strong economic actors. This change isn't happening in isolation. If you think about it, patients have long felt the need to become more economically empowered. High deductible health plans have really forced patients to look at healthcare decisions from a financial lens. Employer coverage has been thinning for years. Medicaid and Medicare reimbursement pressures are putting a lot of pressure on patients like you've never really seen before. So now patients are feeling that downstream effect of the financial pressures. What patients want in return are predictable pricing, upfront cost estimates, no surprise billing, and whether a prescription is affordable when they pick it up. Meaning, does the financial expectations match the experience of healthcare itself? And that's why tools that show real-time drug prices or cost of care really matter to patients, and why you see a lot of AI platforms moving in that direction. And that's what we see at the JP Morgan Healthcare Conference this past week, a big trend towards the economically empowered patient. There's a few key takeaways that, in talking to people who attended the conference, we really picked up on here at Daily Remedy. One, patients value reducing administrative friction, meaning cutting through the bureaucratic overlay of healthcare. Two, improving patient navigation, navigating from physician office to pharmacy to home, so on and so forth. Automating aspects of the healthcare experience from scheduling, follow-ups to billing clarity. These things are really impacting how patients look at their role in healthcare. And that's all shifting out of the hospital and really focusing on consumer-aligned models in the outpatient setting. Lower out-of-pocket costs, better engagement, higher adherence. And that's a big shift. And really what's driving the shift, what's making that shift more palatable to the patients, is technology, particularly large language machine learning, because that helps patients become the most powerful economic actors in the changing landscape of healthcare. Strong statement, but you'll see that coming through more and more. What you see is that technology is an accelerant, but not in the way that most people think. It's not about replacing the existing relationships in healthcare. It's about optimizing them so they become more fluid. As a result, there's less friction, as a result, clinical power that physicians hold. And that's a big factor, because what happens is that now patients and physicians are supporting continuous engagement as opposed to episodic care. Patients are no longer accepting that they have to wait weeks or months to see a physician. They want it now, and they want access to their healthcare now. That's why you see a lot of wearables, remote monitoring, digital health platforms, all contributing to this longitudinal relationship between the patient and their healthcare experience. And as a result, the physician has transformed into this healthcare continuum that's as much technology as it is human. And that's a critical factor, because now what you're seeing is people are more and more comfortable with technological platforms in the administration of their own care. Now, that expectation didn't come just from healthcare. It came from every other digital experience in their lives that they transformed into healthcare, which now leads to the critical factor here. What does healthcare consumerism really mean? It's not about turning healthcare into a retail experience. It's not about the patient is always right, the customer is always right. No, it's about multiple modalities of decision making. Now, instead of the physician dictating how the care goes, the physician and the patient technology platform, the patient, the overall healthcare experience from digital, social media, and other platforms now dictate the decision making. You have multiple points of decision making. People value predictability. The more voices you have, the more cross-references you get. People value predictability and shared decision-making, not paternalism. And that's a power dynamic shift away from a physician-centric model of healthcare into a collaborative model. And that's uncomfortable, but some may think that it's actually better for the patient. We don't really know whether that's true or not. What we do know is that there are significant momentum shifts. And I think we have to be really careful about that, because change doesn't necessarily mean something consistent or everlasting is going to happen. Rather, it means that the shift is taking place into something that could be very similar to the original model of healthcare, just more streamlined. What we can say is that we can look at the responses to the change to determine what will stick and what will not. A response to cost pressure, a response to complexity, a response to a system that made patients feel historically powerless. How patients respond to the changes will dictate what changes last and which are more or less transient. And that's the key factor here. Patients are now the inflection point for the changes and the shifts in healthcare. And that's why healthcare consumerism is taking on a new role in 2026. Physicians are now the inflection point. Physicians are demanding more, and the industry is now forced to listen to them. That is the real story. Tell us what you think. If you think patients are now the key driver of healthcare consumerism in 2026, let us know. Share your thoughts, and we'll be more than happy to engage in the comments below. Thank you.